Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, and you are listening to Another World. So I have a whole set of some dank memes for y'all, but I hope you all had a good week. I certainly had a good week. I watched The Umbrella Academy, which surprised me. It was actually really good, and I was surprised with exactly how comic booky it gets. But to start off the show, I have a meme that has been in my mind. It's been stuck in my brain. It has had me laughing hard for days, and I hope to share it with you. This is It's-a-Me Mario by Manga Turtle.
Almost heaven, mushroom kingdom, tall, tall mountain, roll down Midas River. Coins abound here around the crystal tree, far from Bowser's castle up to the galaxy. Rainbow Road, let's-a go, it's-a-me, Mario. Mushroom Kingdom, Yoshi's Island, let's-a go, Rainbow Road. Riding my Yoshi up to Bowser's castle, got to save my princess, then we'll have a party. Want some cake now, sweet as Princess Peach. She's in another castle, rescued by Luigi. Rainbow Road, let's-a go, it's-a-me, Mario. Mushroom Kingdom, Yoshi's Island, let's-a go, Rainbow Road. I hear the roar of Bowser Dash, he calls me. The Goombas all remind me of home far away. And sliding down the warp pipe, get a feeling that I should have brought a star with me. Koopa, please.
All right, sing along, everybody.
Let's-a go. It's-a-me, Mario. Mushroom Kingdom, Yoshi's Island, let's-a go, Rainbow Road, let's-a go, it's-a me, Mario. Mushroom Kingdom, Yoshi's Island, let's-a go, Rainbow Road, let's-a go, it's-a-me, Mario.
What's up, Meanwolves? How you doing? You guys good in the Discord chat?
Yeah.
But hey, it's just the fake Joel and, you know.
Suck my bugle.
Got me.
Yeah. You want to be big? You want to go big? Revolutions all the time. We're changing the world with crime, with violence and anger, hunger, whatever. I find that ridiculous, if not meticulous. I do my best to guard my own premises. What's your name? What's your name, fool?
What's my name? What's my name, fool?
What's that sound? Who that be, huh?
What's that sound? Who that be, huh?
Where you come from? Where you come from?
Where I come from? Where I come from?
You think you're big? You think you're big, kid?
I think I'm big. I think I'm big, kid.
Is your desire to grow back again?
It's my desire to grow back again.
You came to the right place. I'll make you big.
I came to the right place. You'll make me big.
What's this? What's this? What's this? A trick with a twist. Somebody do something. Call somebody and make it quick. I'm sorry, I lied. Just wanted to guide everybody through this and go with the ride. Pull the lever or whatever. Right now, right now.
Pull the lever or whatever. Right now, right now.
Better make it quick. Hey, hey, look down.
Better make it quick. Look down.
Get me out of this and now push the button.
Get you out of this and now push the button.
Come on, come on, I'm big all of a sudden.
Come on, come on, you're big all of a sudden.
What's going on? What's going on? I'm really scared.
What's going on? What's going on? You're really scared.
SOS, SOS, please handle me with care.
SOS, SOS, please handle you with care.
going with
Rebel.
Taxi! Hey, ready to have some fun? I got some kicking music and I'm ready to see you drive. Get those coins out of your pocket, throw them in the machine, and let's get started.
Day after day,
you're a life wreck.
The powers that be just breathe down your neck. You get no respect.
You get no relief.
You gotta speak up and yell out your piece.
So back up your rules, back up your job, cause I'm sick of not living to stay alive.
We like to do a lot of charity work, and so today we got a special guest coming in. They're going to send somebody down from the city zoo as part of the Animal Awareness Week. So
something we're just really proud of doing, and we try to do at least once a year.
No way, buddy.
No,
you are out of here. This is No. Don't
I have
sing.
To sing my tail to the panda.
You can't sing. You're not a musician.
No.
Don't let him do this.
This next song is the new first song on our new album.
What?
This is not a Rebel song. This is the Panda.
Hello, everybody. So in case you're wondering what songs those were, that one that you just heard was called... If I can grab it. All right, that one was called You All Saw This Coming, But Wait, Yeah You Did, by Sonic Heroes Fan 1. Before that was Strange Oriental Writing by Peacock Boy and Pettypanol. Before that was Please Go and Look Up Busta Move 2 Pander Right Now If You Don't Know About Him by Thingy Bob Incorporated. That was not a call to action. That was literally the title of the song. Before that was Rebel Taxi's Crazy Halation by Solid STRGG. Before that was Piratical Discussion by Rice Knot. Before that one was Own It Island by J. Joker Dude. Before that was Big Things. Before that one was Mute City High Quality featuring Wobble, The Fan, Solid STRGG, Toon Link, Blue Fairy, Trivial, 171, and more. Before that was Hoppy Is Island by MTH. Before that was Magic Mario World by Cryptrick. Before that one was Kino's Kampf by KyoQP. And then at the very beginning of the show was that super sick Country Roads Mario song. It doesn't actually have a title. It's either alternately called Rainbow Road or It's a Me Mario. I prefer to call it It's a Me Mario. Doesn't really matter. This next song, though, is called The Jet Slides.
Might be the door alarm, or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov, a public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The following is a public service reminder that 21 means 21.
Hey man, just a beer.
Gonna need to see an ID.
I have a mustache.
Yes, you have a mustache. Now, do you have an ID?
Aw, come on, buddy. Obviously I'm over 21. Look, it twirls. So you can let me buy this beer or what?
No ID, no beer.
Mustaches say a lot, but they don't say you're 21. Hi, I'm Chuck Canterbury, President of the Fraternal Order of Police. For more information on local Respect 21 programs offered by Miller Coors, visit FOP.net.
We'll be right back. coconut crew. She's quick and nimble and quick and nimble.
Hello, everybody. So that song you just heard, that was called Splatman by Trongism. Nailed it. I Play Super Robot Wars Every Day by the same dude was before that. Everybody's Special Course by Half Pixel was before that. And Guilty Night, Guilty Dream. That was that super spicy anime and Katy Perry remix. That was by King. Battle Against a Toaster by Barney Rubble was before that. And then at the very top was Ack Family Home with Jet Slides. The Jet Slides. That was that Jetsons and the Slider song from Super Mario 64, which, if you liked that remix, a remix of Slider, then you have turned into the right show, because every Monday from 12 to 3 a.m., right here on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine, you're going to get nothing but 3 hours of that. 3 hours of Mario 64, the Slide song remixed with whatever, it's going to be Flintstones theme, it's going to be Jetsons theme, it's going to be Simpsons theme, it's going to be Family Guy theme, it could be any TV theme that you want. Maybe even Frasier. They need more Frasier memes. The lack of Frasier memes is really disappointing on the internet in general. Frasier was like a huge show. It was like the Big Bang Theory of its day. Highest rated show on television, won every single award every year, but unlike the Big Bang Theory, it actually had genuine laughs, because the Big Bang Theory is horrible. But Frasier actually had some solid acting, at least from David Hyde Pierce. He turns out that he is a decent, he's decent at physical comedy, and that's certainly more exploited in by like season three or so. But we're gonna take a small break. We got some important words from KUCI, and then after that, we're gonna get right back into the meme. So please stay tuned.
It might be the door alarm, or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov, a public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The following is a public service reminder that 21 means 21.
Hey man, just a beer.
Gonna need to see an ID.
I have a mustache.
Yes, you have a mustache. Now, do you have an ID?
Aw, come on, buddy. Obviously I'm over 21. Look, it twirls. So you gonna let me buy this beer or what?
No ID, no beer.
Mustaches say a lot, but they don't say you're 21. Hi, I'm Chuck Canterbury, President of the Fraternal Order of Police. For more information on local Respect 21 programs offered by Miller Coors, visit FOP.net.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Great to have you with us. Your host just wants to let you know some of the content they're going to play for you during the next hour may be inappropriate for some listeners, especially younger audiences. So your discretion is advised.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
Hello, everybody. The song that you're listening to right now is Dracula Spends His Entire Night in Famitracker by Autumn.
Thank you.
back in this shit. My nigga got bricks. I'm so legit. I came from the bricks. Just look at my bricks. Little niggas on shit. Little niggas on shit. I came from the bricks. I just want my bricks.
I play Pokemon Go.
Hello, everybody. So that song you just heard, that was called Dracula's Tears Rebirth by Jass. Before that was Can't Stop the Battle Feeling by Nate Mango. Before that was Go Circulation by Chase the Cat. Before that one was Treasure Trove Cove, Banjo-Kazooie. See, because it's Kazooie, because it's all done in kazoos. Do you see? Does everyone understand that joke? Does everyone get that one? That was by Fiveda. The Legendary Alchemy Lab by J. Joker Dude was before that. Battle, Wild Enemy Approaching by Sonic Heroes Fan 1 was before that. Ristalation by Chase the Cat was before that. And then at the top was Dracula Spends His Entire Night in the Family Tracker. So we've had some good ones. We've had some good ones, and we have some better ones coming up. This one is called Baiten Kaito 4, The True Squad, also by Jass.
One of the most well-known audio illusions concerns the shepherd tone, an arrangement of frequencies that seems to increase or decrease forever, getting higher and higher, like the audio version of the fireball effect. In actuality,
I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the spectacle. I direct the Secretary Conley to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability.
Hello, everybody. So that song that we just heard was called... Volca New Die Valley Attack 2 by Sonic Heroes Fan 1. Before that was The Turtles Family by Barney Rubble. Before that was Ripping Heaven, Megamix 10 by Axe Family Home. Before that was Hip to Buck Fees by J. Joker Dude. Before that was V-Heart Explains Shepherd's Tone using the Mario 64's Endless Staircase and Absolutely Nothing Else Interesting Happens. That's a really good one. V-Heart has a really good YouTube channel. Whenever she uploads once every 3 years, there's always interesting stuff that she has to say on her channel, and it's something that if you're interested in videos involving math, science, or music even, V-Heart can be a good one. Before that was I Tried to Stay Faithful to the Series Roots with Soft, Simple, Melodic Compositions. Before that was Biden Kaito 4, The True Squad by Jazz. And that was our set. So I thought that was a pretty good one. And we're going to get back into the memes in a moment. But before that... I actually got some news that I want to talk about. Specifically, the news involving Big Joel. So Big Joel is a YouTuber who, he's been around for a while, but recently his channel's been blowing up more and more and more. But he does media analysis in a kind of fun and funny way. He's done videos on The Twilight Zone. He's done videos on a whole bunch of DreamWorks movies like A Fish's Tale and Over the Hedge and Shrek, where he talks about, you know, the kind of hidden meanings behind them. Not in the same way that, like, the film theory dudes do, but in a more, like, substantial sense. Like, in his Over the Hedge video, he talks about... what the hedge represents, you know, what does it mean to be separated between two different populations, what does it have to say about the kind of essence of the division between the animals and the humans, those kinds of things. And really interestingly, our guy... Our man, he just came out with a video. This is something that is truly amazing to me. Because he just came out with a video essentially criticizing the people that criticized Gamergate. Criticizing people that, you know, criticize Anita Sarkeesian. Which is amazing to me, because I was hoping that that whole mess was behind us, and no one would ever talk about it again. But, you know, the members of the community like Sargon of Akkad and Thunderfoot, they are still around, and they're still around spewing their nonsense, which is highly disappointing, because they still have fans. But his video basically goes through some of the arguments that they make and points out some of the more obvious flaws in them, and then talks about what are they trying to accomplish by making these arguments against Anita Sarkeesian. And that video got taken down. That video got mass hate speech flagged, and that video got taken down. So much for the Gamergate right appreciating free speech. These opinions are all my own. All of these opinions are entirely my own. Please do not email KUCI. These opinions do not represent the opinions of UCI, KUCI. They might not even represent the opinions of me. So don't email. Don't send any emails. But this next song is probably one of my favorites. I played it several times, and I'm going to play it again because why not? And it is called The Coconut Gun Rap.
fire in spurts. E.G. Coconut Gum. He's the leader of the bunch. You know his coconut gum is finally back. Turn fire in spurts. His coconut gum can fire in spurts. If he shoots ya, it's fire in spurts. His coconut gum is bigger, faster, stronger too. He's the gum member of the coconut crew. C.G. Coconut Gum. C.G. Coconut Gum. His coconut gum
starts down. So listen up, dude.
She can shrink inside with her coconut gum.
She's quick and nimble and quick and nimble and quick and nimble and quick and nimble. She's got style and a
coconut gum with a coconut gum.
She's one cool gum.
He has no style. He has a coconut gum.
This Kong has a coconut gum.
He can fire in spurts when he needs to,
and stretch his arms out
to fire his coconut gum. Inflate his balloon just like a balloon.
This crazy Kong has a
inflatable coconut gum. C.G. Coconut Gum. C.G. Coconut Gum.
Soldier Boy Tough. I got this new damn for y'all called a Soldier Boy. You just gotta punch, then crank back three times from left to right.
Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells, grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut gum. Oh yeah! Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells, grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut gum. Oh yeah! Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells, grapes, melons, oranges, and coconut gum. Oh yeah! Walnuts, peanuts, pineapple smells.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. The song that you just heard was Brazilian Kirby's Lantern by Lou Ninny. Before that one was the Brazilian Kirby's Lantern, also by Lou Ninny. Before that was Wow Wow Kirby Dust by X. Before that was Castilla's Sewers HM03N. Credits to Silly Koala for the track name by Sonic Heroes Fan. Very spicy Ninja Turtles Turtles in Time remix. Before that was Access Factory by Zoom Guy. Before that was Super Mario Odyssey Reimagined by Can of Nothing. Before that was Death of Flashman by SoundSync 5000. Before that was the Coconut Gun Rap by Hinchy. So we're going to take a little bit of a break because it is the top of the hour, but please stay tuned for more wacky memes. Whoa, they're so wacky and crazy!
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Great to have you with us. Your host just wants to let you know some of the content they're going to play for you during the next hour may be inappropriate for some listeners, especially younger audiences. So your discretion is advised.
You're listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
Breakfast.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Feels good.
In the morning. Eat some breakfast.
Ooh.
In the morning. Every morning. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Eat a banana.
Ooh.
Put it in your cereal.
Ooh, cereal.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got eggs on my face.
Tastes good. Make you act like you should. Oh yeah.
Ooh, what you doing to me, breakfast?
Eat some breakfast.
Make my tummy feel warm.
Approximately 6.5 million cats and dogs enter U.S. animal shelters every year. But only a little more than 3 million of them are adopted. Just imagine living in a shelter every day hoping that somebody will take you home to a better life. It's an amazing story for every single successful adoption, but not so amazing for those left behind. The next time you are on the lookout for a new furry friend, KUCI asks you to consider adopting from a local shelter instead of buying from breeders. You may just save a life.
Every day, our gas-guzzling cars, buses, and trucks spew tons of pollutants into the air we breathe, and it's making us sick. Air pollution has been linked to asthma, lung cancer, and even premature death. The American Lung Association is encouraging everyone to help protect the air you breathe by taking steps to improve air quality. Transportation is the single largest source of air pollution. Drive less and walk, bike, carpool, or take the bus or train whenever possible. Make your next vehicle a cleaner fuel vehicle and support efforts to reduce air pollution. For more air pollution solutions, call 1-800-LUNG-USA to automatically reach your local American Lung Association or visit www.californialung.org.
Hello, everybody. So, the songs, what were they? I bet you're all dying to know. That song that you just heard was I Could Have Learned All Night by Trivial 171. Before that was Adam Levine's Voyage by Solid STRGG. That's like the third one from him this night, man. I swear, I don't do this on purpose. I just download an album, essentially, and pick all the songs. Like, just randomly. I don't actually put a whole lot of thought into this show, in case you guys were wondering. Before that was We Sparks by Haley 201. Before that was Ice Emblem by Lennox and Matsumuho. Before that was Super Saiyan's Undertale Deluxe by Lou Ninny. Before that was Kamek's Bad Library by Let's Create 123. Before that was Super Mario Odyssey Reimagined by Canada Nothing. And that was basically it. Was it Kamek's Library? I don't know which one. There was one where it was the Yoshi Story theme, the bum, 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 but it was the Flintstones theme. I don't actually remember what song that one was called. Dino Story. There we go. It was way up here. So we had Mario's Odyssey Reimagined, then we had Dino Story by Smalf, and that was the top, right? Because then it was Battle, True Hero, yeah, and then we went on a break. Oh, man, I'm totally keeping track of this really well. Dino Story. That one is the one of the night. Smalf, you win the Amazon gift card, the $50 Starbucks gift certificate. There's no actual awards. No, you don't submit any songs. There are no awards. Nothing matters if you manage to get on the show because no one actually knows that they're on this show. But this next song is by Saki. S-A-K-I. It's an acronym. Who knows what it stands for? And this one's called Adam's Delivery Service.
Thank you. memory. This is going down in history. If you wanna be a villain number one, you have to chase a superhero on the run. But first you have to come up with a master plot. The only problem there, you have to think a lot. Just follow my moves and sneak around. Be careful not to make a sound. We are number one. Ready to throw, and go! Throw it on him, not me! Oh, let's try something else. Now watch and learn, here's the deal. You slip and slide on this banana peel. What are you doing?
You got the kind of loving that can be so sweet. killing your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Hello, everyone. So that song you just heard, that was Fire Temple, but all the Muslim chanting is replaced by the three-time Grammy Award-winning 1999 summer hit Smooth. And that was by Inks. Before that was Robbie and Robbie, but also Robbie featuring Robbie by Zoom Guy. Before that was Guile Troop by Ack Family Home. And before that was Gimrogi Battle by Petty Panol. And then at top was Adam's Delivery Service by Saki. That could have been the end of the old set. I'm not actually keeping track of things. I'm kind of watching the reruns of the Counter-Strike Major, currently the Ninja in Pajamas game versus Vitality. I don't actually know how it turns out. In case you're wondering why this episode is so unorganized, it's because I'm doing two things simultaneously while trying to keep track of the radio. I am going through the book Learn You a Haskell for Great Good to try to teach myself some Haskell, because it's important to learn programming languages, especially because I'm a graduate student, and it's helpful to automate things or, you know, filter data in a certain way. And even just for this radio show, we have to submit playlists at the end of every episode, and so I have a little script that takes everything that I played and automatically generates a playlist that I can email to someone with the song title, the artist, and the album in the correct order. So I'm doing that while watching Counter-Strike, while trying to keep track of the radio, and it's going beautifully. I am the master of multitasking, as you can all hear. But this next song is called Grand Ordeal versus Woodman, Fuma Mishandra, Fred Flintstones, and President Haltman by Kirbio.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. So we reached the end of our show, sadly, which happens every single show. All things must come to an end. It's time for me to go home. It's time for me to go to sleep, cuddle up with my cat, maybe put on some Mystery Science Theater. That always helps me get to sleep. Every single night, it helps me get to sleep. That song you just heard was Eight-Legged Ponies and Goblins Grand Vance by Solid STRGG and Toonlink. Before that was We Are One Snake by Matsumuho. Before that was Bowser World Appears by Jasper. Before that was Triggered Cottage. And that was the top of our set. That was it. It was a short one because we only had a few minutes left. Next, you're going to hear some brand new music. Some electronic music that I hope you guys enjoy, but honestly, I don't care because I'll be gone. I'm out of here. My time is done, and you're going to hear a playlist that you hear every single night for this next hour because it's the same. The song is coming up is Seek and Find, and then after that, you're going to hear Hal E. Avitos. Oh, nailed it. Oh, I'm so good at this. But I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you all have a good rest of the week. I hope you're not up too late, because the midterm for Bio 98 is tomorrow. I hope you all studied. I hope you know all of your enzyme kinetics, know what KM and what KCAT, and know what all those are, because you're going to be tested real hard on those guys. I know this because, guess what, secret, I'm the TA for that. I'll be the one grading your exams. So I'll know if you failed. I'll know. The guy on the radio will know if you've not done what you should be doing. So instead of listening to this, you should be studying. Or maybe you're doing them both at the same time, and hopefully I'm not too distracting. But good night, everybody, and have a good week.
True love in your heart. Dig and you will find Jaja every time. It don't take money, it takes true love in your heart. Dig and you will find Jaja every time. It don't take money, it takes true love in your heart. Dig and you will find Jaja.
It takes your love in you.